And let's see. Say that you had two girls named Jane and Peggy, and both very affectionate, you might say. Well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot more.
Like a boy, huh? Got the boys raised. And a lot of girls, the best girl in the world that got raised like a boy sure is a world. Now, we have a friend here that she's come from way up in the, right in the north end of Mississippi, right on the Mississippi River. Well, that's the sweetest girl that you ever saw in the world, but she and I. She ever seen a tomboy in the world? She's one of them. And her name's Janie. She is sure a sweet girl, and there's not a better relation in the world to us. But she's just a friend, but she sure is around. Do you have a hold of a cross-tying hippie that told you that?
Oh.
Yes, sir. That's just the type she is.
Now, your brother's son, he'd be what relation to you? He'd be your...
Well, I'd be his uncle, and he'd be my nephew.
And, let's see, and your wife would be his what? She'd be his...
Well, it'd be his aunt.
And a child, let's say, lost his mother and his father, you call a child what? He's a...
Well, he's, Well, I don't know, because I was almost raised that way. Motherless, fatherless too. But I ain't got either one now, but... I don't know.
Would you just call him
an
orphan?
Well, sir, that's why he'd be an orphan. He'd have to be an orphan. He couldn't be nothing else.
And what would you call the place where they put him, the home where they put him?
Well, an orphan's home, I said, most any kind of one. Sometimes, a lot of them have to go to boys down, down here in Florida, they have them from these rough boys, and reform schools, and things like that. A lot of them ends up places like that.
Now, would you have any different name for an orphan? Say if he's been in an instance like an orphanage, if he's been in one of those, would you have a different name for him? Or you still just call him an orphan?
Well, I reckon as far as I know, we just do call him an orphan.
And what do you usually call a person, say, who's appointed to look after the orphan?
The guardian.
And let's see. Say if this town say you got a lot, if this town is full of your cousins and nephews and nieces and just all like that, what term would you have to cover everybody like that? So this town is full of mine.
Well, I'd say kin folks and relatives and cousins and the Pipers. I've got that here, sure.
You might say, well, yes, that man does have the same family name that I do, and he may look a bit like me, but actually I'm no poor, and I'm no
relation to him at all, no kin, if you want to say either way.
Yes, sir. Somebody who comes in from town, from somewhere else, from outside town, he's a poor, he's a...
Well, he's just a lot of them are calling drifters now. But I don't know just what the proper name you'd call him.
Say if you just never seen him before, you know.
Well, he's just a stranger to me. Perfect stranger.
Now, in the Bible, the mother of Jesus, she was named
Mary.
And you remember, George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And you remember an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Yeah, Wait Till the Sun Shines, Mary. Yeah, I heard.
And let's see. If a little boy is named William, what's some of the things you might need?
Well, they call him, you mean what they call him?
Yes.
Will or Bill or all kinds of different.
If you put Wise on, can you put Wise on there too? Bill.
Billy?
And
the one right up here at the tower, we call him Billy.